Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Register. What is this?
Dan, that's uncomfortable.
Go Knights, baby.
Okay. I'm uncomfortable.
And Dylan Chivalry.
How do I reach these kids? Hey, Billy.
What's going on, guys? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I had the best Thanksgiving I've had in a while.
Did you watch a lot of sports?
I watched quite a bit of sports. A lot of it was shitty as a Cowboys/Longhorns fan, but I enjoyed enjoyed my time.
Your teams are trash.
They are certified trash.
Yes. That's unfortunate. What about you, Dan?
Well, as a Knights and Eagles fan, things are pretty well.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we heard your little fight song, whatever you call that thing you just did.
Yeah, we kind of ripped off the FSU.
That's offensive to call it a war hymn, sir.
Well, I'm not the only one who says that, so.
Okay.
Granted, I did not do so hot on my picks, so owe my bookie quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it sounds like you've spent this morning stressing about the fact that you have to pay the bookie.
Yeah, no, I may have to dip into the 401k.
Oh, that's not what you want. That's a low point in life.
401ks are scams anyway. I don't need that money when I'm 65.
No, I plan to be dead before then.
Yeah, or like if
I'm still gonna say I've still got the thing going because it's like, you know, you're supposed to.
I think that's what it's there for, like backup, worst case scenario when things go
shit. Just get taxed into the ground when you have to withdraw early to pay your bookie because you couldn't lay off of a fucking South Alabama spread.
Just a modest loan. A modest loan because Lane Kiffin did Lane Kiffin things with FAU. Mm.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I think he just trolls gamblers, if we're being honest.
Do you know what today is?
What is it, bitch?
Today is... Come on, man. Today is Cyber Fucking Monday.
Well, you going to cyber with me?
I would love to cyber with you. I'd love to cyber with anybody who's listening right now.
Age, sex, location, sir. Does anybody even know, like, no, what's the age cutoff for, like, Dan, did you cyber, do you know what that means?
Was I on, like, a message board?
Were you on, like, an AOL chat room pretending to be a lesbian? You know what I'm saying?
I never delved that deep in AIM, but okay. I had a username and a way message.
Because, so, like, for me and Dylan's age group, like, that was a legitimate thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
never fucked with
like,
it,
I had a whole secret lesbian life on AOL.
Did you catfish people?
No, because that wasn't a thing. That didn't really exist yet. I just had...
Well, it existed. It just wasn't called catfish.
I just cybered with other lesbians who were probably like 62-year-old men.
With other lesbians?
Yeah. So I imagine this whole chat room, this lesbian chat room, none of the people in there were actually lesbians. It was all just dudes.
Yeah.
Maybe Ray Allen, right?
the cybering that I was actually referring to has nothing to do with like online sex.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stuff. It's a sale that Man Outfitters is having. It is 25% off site-wide. Bill, get it together over there. Site-wide at Man Outfitters using the code CM25. And things are flying off of the digital shelves there. So
yeah,
take advantage now.
It's 11 a.m. We're recording on Monday, so Cyber Monday is in full effect. The odds are that if you're listening to this late in the day, you might go now to manoutfitters.com. And use that code CM25 at checkout to get 25% off. Shit, like Dylan said, is moving. We're selling out of stuff.
I was just scrolling through the footwear section. I was going to recommend a shoe to buy to my people on Twitter. And like one to two sizes are left out of, you know, like eight. So it really is. It's going very
fast.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough. It's our biggest day of the year on Man Outfitters. But you gotta move quickly, man. If you want to get all the best shit, the early bird gets the worm.
And this isn't one of those things like, oh, we're going to extend the sale one day. Like at midnight, it cuts the fuck off.
This is it.
And if you haven't gotten your order in yet, you are out of luck, sir, and you're going to pay full retail price. And that's on you.
It is on you. Because we tried to hook you up. If you don't take advantage of Cyber Monday, you know?
You don't even need a promo code. Just flat out 25% off.
There is a promo code,
Dan. Location.
I just shared it. It is CM25.
Also, yes, there is a promo code.
Oh, it says no promo code.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
Manoutfitters.com.
Go to the site.
It's not a Backdoor Cover specific promo code.
Just go to the site.
You go to the site. You'll see it.
Let's talk about Let's talk about college football. Overall thoughts on the weekend.
A lot happened.
You know?
It's too much happened. Alabama lost.
Hold on. It says in parentheses here, games only. What does that mean? Well, don't know.
Before
no.
we get into the coaching no carousel.
Hey, Micah, can you scroll up?
Whatever Micah puts on the docket. You don't have to read everything.
I just
Micah
like
puts
to
on
dump
docket.
On Micah's docket. You know, who doesn't love to dump on a docket?
Yeah, Alabama lost.
Miami lost.
Miami lost.
To Pitt.
Those are the big ones. Coaches got fired. No one's job is safe.
I have lost.
Our pets' heads are falling off
in this season as a result of.
Well, the regular season's over.
Well, I lost interest in the playoff now.
What's that?
Alabama's still going to be there. You know that, right?
Yeah, Auburn wins the SEC championship game. They'll still put in both Auburn and Alabama.
Really?
Probably.
Yeah.
Especially if Ohio State beats Wisconsin.
Never mind. My interest has been recaptured.
Alabama will be there.
I am enjoying the coaching.
Miami won't.
The chaos in the coaching world. I don't enjoy the rumor mill. Like, oh my God, who's going to end up coaching it? Florida. Like, I don't fucking care.
Well, Dan Mullen.
And if you listen to me.
Now it's confirmed.
If you listen to me last week, I warned you people not to get too invested in the rumor mill because you Florida fans would have bought into Chip Kelly being your head coach and you would have been let down.
Ass.
He is at UCLA now, as we all know. And you have Dan Mullen, another fine coach, by the way.
Good move on Chip, by the way, to move. You want to hang Cali, man.
He's a West Coast guy.
Yeah. California. Yeah.
Plus Dan Mullen, Florida guy.
Dan Mullen is an SEC guy.
QB whisper.
Maybe he'll actually figure it out
at UF.
Look, being in Texas, the Sumlin firing and immediate hiring in Arizona State is the most hilarious to me. Just because he's the closest to me, the one that I'm the most familiar with.
What happened
in
Arizona?
Well, he didn't get hired.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, they're in talks with someone, and that's probably where he's going to end up because he has Arizona connections.
Look, I think someone's a good football coach.
Yeah, I don't know where A&M goes from here. Like,
as an A&M hater, I don't.
Last night
there
was reports about Jimbo Fisher leaving FSU for A&M. That's
not
happening.
There is some breaking news coming out of Texas A&M. The Aggie Board of Regents have called a special meeting Thursday at 2:30 p.m. So read with that what you will.
Nothing. I can read nothing from that.
I put zero. The Jimbo Fisher to A&M thing, I can't buy into it at all.
You know what my favorite quality about Sumlin is? Is that he looks a little bit like Bernie Mac, R.I.P.
Well, he's got the mini fro.
And he's got the soft body.
Keeps it like a half inch.
And alcoholic eyes.
Sure.
Yeah. Big fan of
who
Bernie
else
Mac.
Got fired?
Well, we got Arkansas fired Bielema. Brett Bielema.
Bulimia.
As said, Arizona State fired Todd Graham. I'm not sure.
Nebraska
not sure
fired
that.
Whoever was coaching Nebraska. No
Mike Riley.
No one really knows.
Mike Riley got fired from Nebraska. And according to Chris Fowler, who's not a college football insider, so I actually trust his word when he puts things out like what he put out on Twitter saying that the Scott Frost in Nebraska is a done deal. So that's heartbreaking, but it's probably expected.
Who the fuck is Chris Fowler?
He announces the national games.
For shame.
Used to host College Game Day.
Oh, shit.
You know the ABC
Fowler,
game every
fuck.
Night, every Saturday
Yeah,
night.
This is one of those guys that, like, his face and his voice
kind
of
generic
stand out for me. But no, I would never remember his name.
Like, I would usually get him and Reese Davis confused because they're fairly similar, but...
Micah, you got something to say?
Yeah, I just want to ask y'all a question. Let's say coach team's still looking for coaches. A&M, Arizona State,
Tennessee,
Arkansas, and Tennessee. Which of those schools do you think has the most unrealistic expectations? Because my vote is Arkansas, who is allegedly going after the guy at Auburn.
Malzahn?
Yeah, they are targeting Gus Malzahn, who is... two games away from a national championship appearance and has already won a national championship.
That's not even a lateral move. That's a step down.
It's insane. Granted, and they really think they can get him.
Malzahn has had to deal with like hot seat questions all season despite him being a game away from
the true.
The
people
playoff.
Of Auburn are terrible as well. Arizona State has crazy unrealistic expectations. They dropped Todd Graham.
Yeah, Todd Graham, I think... four of his six seasons, he was one or two in the Pac-12 South.
Yeah, they put out a statement saying that 7-5 in second place in the Pac-12 South is not good enough.
For Arizona
Meanwhile,
State.
They're dying to go get Kevin Sumlin, who has lost five games in five straight seasons. So, I don't know. I love this. It's like a bunch of really dumb people fighting over, you know, to pay millions and millions of dollars for coaches.
I like that Ole Miss hanged on to Matt Luke. He did a good job. Bowl eligible now. Or, I mean, they're not bowl eligible because they have the...
these never work, though.
The suspension. But they're 6-6. And
interim getting the promotion, that usually does not work out.
Interim ed, man. Full-time at LSU.
All right, we got to give some attention to Tennessee now. So they thought they
earned it.
What a mess that is. So word started to trickle out that they were targeting Greg Schiano, and there was a massive upheaval from the UT fan base.
They weren't happy.
People showed up on campus to protest. Internet was going crazy.
The Rocket Tennessee was painted saying that Greg Schiano covered up child rape.
Yeah, yeah.
Twitter was a mess.
He had ties to Sandusky, I guess.
When he was a D coordinator at Penn State.
Their AD, I forgot the dude's name, Curry or something, was getting just
John
harassed
Curry.
Online. And so they pulled the plug on the deal, I guess, kind of late last night.
Yeah, after everything was signed. And there was even speculation that they may owe him money for signing him for one day. And then
so what a clusterfuck at Tennessee. Who do they go after? I have no idea.
I think there's only one man for that job.
I don't know how good they can do, and you're going to say Lane Kiffin?
And he resides in Boca. Bring back the Lane train.
Did you see the Jason Witten news?
Don't call it news.
It's not news.
Call it a rumor spread by one Clay Travis.
Okay, but the rumor that he told the athletic director that he would leave the Cowboys to take over the Tennessee
That is the
job.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. He has coached zero games in his life.
He's going to go to a big-time program.
Dude, it's just a funny precedent to set. Like, I hope other pro athletes start telling random college coaches, like, hey, by the way, I would leave.
That is totally,
to coach your,
totally false.
Like Peyton,
absolute bullshit.
Peyton Manning has a much better chance of being the head coach of Tennessee than Jason Witten. Mm. It's just not happening. Do you think they get Gruden?
No.
They're definitely not getting Gruden.
So what was Greg Schiano's tie to the Sandusky?
Sick of these
groceries. He was a D coordinator at Penn State.
He worked
in
there.
The 90s.
I think it was actually the 80s. Maybe it was 90 to 95. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And someone, was it McQuarrie?
McQuarrie under oath said that at one point he had heard that another coach told him that a different coach, which he identified as Schiano, had seen some bad things involving Sandusky and a child. But that coach and Schiano both immediately denied these things. So it's like secondhand, it's like third-hand information. And the attorney general of the state of Pennsylvania went after everyone, interviewed hundreds of witnesses, I should say, literally hundreds, and never went to go talk to Schiano. So it's flimsy at best.
Okay. So,
whoever's going to hold up a sign that says Schiano covered up child rape, or Schiano knew, which I saw a guy holding a sign, is just such a scumbag.
Essentially, Tennessee was trying to use this higher moral ground to essentially oust a coach that they didn't want.
Well,
on the Schiano knew movement. Hashtag Schiano knew.
Just to be clear, Schiano and I can't say his name right, but Schiano and Tennessee signed a memorandum of understanding, which is a legally binding document, before word leaked that he was the coach. So in the past, sometimes ADs will leak there's interest in this coach and wait to see what the feedback is before they actually sign anything. This time they signed it and then leaked it, and people went fucking bananas. So the chance, I'm reading a lot of things that lawyers are saying, if all the parties sign this MOU, there is a legitimate chance that he could sue the university for breach of contract, fraud, or other claims.
Also, how do you feel if you're Ohio State right now and Urban Meyer, and Schiano just comes right back into the office, gets prepped up for the Big Ten championship game as your D coordinator when he was just about to leave you?
This shit happens, though. They're professionals, you know. It says here it's a clown show.
It is a clown show.
I love that you're just reading tweets right now. I'm like,
no, it's on our rundown. Oh. It says Tennessee clown show.
What a mess. I love it. It's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill, you're not as excited.
I do not care. I don't really care.
The question becomes, Ross, if you're a head coach,
where do you want to go?
And Tennessee calls you.
Oh, fuck no, dude.
And they offer you money, but you realize that there is a large mob that will that may turn on you and run you out of town like they did Lane Kiffin after Lane decided to leave, and now will just show up calling you a child predator.
Okay, especially after
do
all
you want
this,
to be the head coach there?
Tennessee's stock has never been lower. They're going to have to take somebody who's slightly damaged goods, you would think. Who wants to go to Tennessee right now?
Or they just get the
it's,
coach
dude,
Norvell
it's still a prime
Memphis.
Location to
Tennessee
coach.
Can pay, but they just finished a season where they went 0-8 in conference for the first time since like 1923. And since they fired Phil Fillmore for basically no reason, they've gone 62-63 in the last 10 years.
Is he too old to bring back?
Dude, bringing back a coach.
Can I just put something down I think Dylan will really enjoy? My father, shout out to Steve. He wants Mack Brown to Tennessee.
With Rick Barnes?
He's too old.
It's a reunion.
He's too old.
I'm from Tennessee. It's great to see y'all.
How would he reach those keys?
Feels good to be home.
Gotta reach these keys. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that because I think Mack Brown's a fine man, but I don't see that happening.
I don't know why he would leave his current job.
He wouldn't.
Romo type of situation.
Yeah, a head coaching job in college
football, man.
Is so stressful. If you don't win, you're gonna get fired, and you're gonna your family's gotta move again. It's a high stress.
It's 24/7, 365, baby.
Plus, you gotta find a way to reach these kids.
You gotta reach those kids.
Can we give a shout out though to the game of the weekend?
Which one?
The game of the year on Friday.
Oh, here we go.
The University of Central Florida versus University of South Florida.
Well, that over, baby.
I told you the hammer.
We did it. We did it. My source was Dan, for those who followed on Twitter, if it wasn't obvious enough.
A lot of people are saying that was both us and USF's Big 12 audition, and I think we nailed it. I think
it was a good game, man.
We have an in-state rivalry, big for the Big 12. We have great offenses, and we have piss-poor defenses. So I think we'd fit in the Big 12 very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Big games coming up this weekend. Says that this Saturday is the best championship Saturday ever.
Auburn, Georgia.
Four games matching up top 10 teams. Only one other time that's happened in AP poll history.
Memphis, UCF.
And we'll talk more about those matchups on Thursday.
Wait, who's the SEC East representative?
Georgia,
that's right.
Yeah.
Georgia. Okay.
Yeah, Georgia.
Pac-12, USC, Stanford?
USC Stanford, number 14 versus number 11. The Big 12 is TCU at Oklahoma, 10 versus number 2. And Ohio State, number 8 versus Wisconsin, number 3.
And Miami Clemson.
And Miami, number 7 versus number 1 Clemson.
That's,
those are some big
time games. That's
essentially
a quarterfinal. When you're in. Even though you lost to Pitt and Syracuse. Oh, well.
Okay. You said Oklahoma, and it reminded me of something that I have to call out. So, obviously, Baker Mayfield got, he's suspended for, half of the first quarter against West Virginia for the crotch grab thing. Do you see what his teammates did
brought
for
the jersey?
Coin flip? They brought out his jersey.
As if he...
Like, they carried it.
Because it's senior day or whatever.
Like the guy has, stage 4,
died.
Brain cancer, and they couldn't play.
They wanted him to be represented as a captain, regardless of his very short suspension.
That was embarrassing.
And yes, it just continued down the rabbit hole of the shitty thing that is Baker Mayfield.
What are you talking about? He's awesome.
He's the opposite of awesome.
He's shitty.
He's a complete dude.
He's shit.
You guys need to embrace how great Baker Mayfield is. He's going to win the Heisman.
He's a
great
quarterback.
He's going to have Oklahoma.
He's a shitty person.
In the playoff. I'm going to be cheering for Oklahoma in the playoff because we're obviously not going to be there. And he's going to make a great backup quarterback in the NFL and carry a clipboard for 10 years.
We'll see.
Anyway, another stupid move by, I don't know whose call that was to bring the jersey out there, but it was embarrassing.
It just looked funny, too. It looked like a child's jersey.
It was stupid.
Because it's these two giant dudes holding it.
Like, he grabbed his dick on national TV. That's why he wasn't out there, all right? He wasn't sick.
The things he was saying were worse than the dick grab, man. Grabbing your dick's no big deal.
When
baseball players do it 15 times a play.
I agree. All of his
they do it to
worse.
Adjust their cup. They don't do it to...
Not as apologies. I'm saying
they don't do
he
it to
yelling.
Imply, hey, you should come up here and suck my thing.
He was yelling, suck my dick.
Did you see the Barry Switzer clip when they interviewed him about it? Saying, that, I just love old guys out of touch.
Barry Switzer blamed it on Madonna. Because Madonna started using microphones.
And Michael Jackson.
Jackson and Madonna. What was
he's blaming
the
people from the 80s.
What?
But I love that, though.
Barry, shut up.
Did you know that their backup quarterback, Kyler Murray, was also a sensation at A&M before they ran him off?
Yes.
Along with Kenny Trill.
Yep.
Yes.
And you wonder why their coach is fired.
Fascinating stuff.
Anyway, that's enough of college football.
Right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with NFL. CFL? Canada?
Canadian.
Okay.
League.
That's it.
Hey, this is Dave, and I am with the Dudes Doing Business podcast. We are a business lifestyle podcast for you kids who are about to graduate and anybody who's even, you know, a few years out of school, or maybe you're like a 45-year-old man or woman. We're for you, too.
Anybody that's trying to figure out how to navigate their professional career.
Nothing's off limits. We're here for you. If you got questions, we take emails. We got a hotline. Just give us a chance to earn your business. That's all we ask for. Find us again. It's at Dudes Doing Biz on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, Dudes Doing Business. Thanks.
Okay, we're back. Time to talk NFL. Big weekend.
Whew.
What do you think about the NFL, Dylan? Oh, that's right.
I don't, I'm in football hell right now, as we've been over. Cowboys are certified trash. And we still don't boys, but we're just trash.
Cowboys are trash.
The Cowboys suck. They got manhandled by the Chargers. So I don't want to talk about the Cowboys anymore.
A shameful performance, 28-6. Just bad. Sad.
It was really ugly.
Sad all around.
The Cowboys are as bad as the Chiefs are good, and I hate to say that, but I know Dan's excited.
Well, the Chiefs are not good.
Chiefs suck. You mean Phillies.
I meant the Eagles. I'm sorry.
You mean Philly.
I looked up there.
Eagles.
And I, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Eagles, obviously, 10-1. But I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit. We haven't.
Yeah, it's time to temper expectations, because here you are set up for a classic sports letdown here.
But I've also looked at the schedule, and the teams we've beaten, it hasn't been great.
Well, there aren't that many good teams.
This is true. The NFL's down.
That's not your fault. You know what I'm saying? You play the team in front of you.
Well, the NFC is actually the better conference, but like, we haven't played the Saints. We haven't played the Rams. We haven't played the Vikings. We've beaten up on a lot of bad teams. We beat Carolina, who's solid, but I don't think they're anything special.
They've been solid some weeks. They've been shit other weeks. I don't know what to think anymore.
Dan, your thoughts on the electric slide, though?
The electric slide.
Did you see your boys do that?
Yeah, they also did a nice little bowling celebration.
I didn't like that one as much. Electric slide is tight, though.
I am very happy with the effort and work put in by the players in the NFL so far this season. They obviously brought back team celebrations. No longer penalized for that. And I think they've been quite good so far.
I have enjoyed it.
I'm worried about the long-term viability of the creativity of these celebrations. A little bit worried, but I feel like people will step up. I'm upset that we didn't get like Chad Johnson in his prime with this shit, you know? He was...
Ah, yeah.
Terrell Owens. Just creative geniuses when it came to the celebrations. And, you know, but anyway, somebody will step up.
Was it T.O. that signed the football?
Took a Sharpie out of his shoe.
Sharpie in his sock, yeah.
Sock. Really uncomfortable.
It was Joe Horn that had the cell phone under the...
That's right.
Dude.
Under the pad.
That's such a psycho move. Goalpost.
Luckily, the right... Do you think he put two cell phones in each, like one for each goalpost? Or he's like, I have to score at this goalpost.
Someone move it to the other one after the quarter was over or something?
Fucking hit his phone under the goalpost. Fucking
awesome. The Randy Moss mooning of Green Bay is a classic.
Best games of the weekend were probably Saints-Rams. That was a good game. Two good teams, a lot of star power.
Jared Goff, solid.
Yeah, man, he's the real deal.
Fucking Jags lost to Blaine Gabbert.
That was just a disgusting display of
that
football.
Was gross.
All around terrible.
Who does
unwatchable.
Blaine Gabbert play for?
He's the starter for the fucking Cardinals now.
Yeah.
How about 40-year-old Phil Dawson kicking the longest field goal of
his career
to win the game?
Dude, I couldn't believe Phil Dawson was still in the league. I remember drafting him in fantasy football when I was like 15 years
old. Yeah,
I remember watching
like
him at UT when I was a child, like an infant.
He played in the Southwest Conference. I remember before the Big 12 was a thing.
I remember kicking field goals with Phil Dawson when he was an Eagle on like Madden 92.
He was not an Eagle, was he?
I swear he was.
We
was
had
he
David
not?
Akers for like a decade, so probably not.
Dude, Phil Dawson's very old, though. He was with the Browns for the longest time.
He lives near us, actually. Lives in Westlake.
I don't know.
Why do I feel
Let's go say hi to him.
I think you're thinking of David.
My buddy Danny, my landlord, coached his son in Little League Baseball.
I don't believe that.
Nice guy. Old man, though.
Yeah. Bortles didn't even play a bad game. It was just the Jags defense just couldn't contain Blaine Gabbert.
All right. So the Eagles are really good. The Patriots are really good. The Rams are really good. Saints are still pretty good.
The AFC is
Chiefs
pretty
suck. Cowboys are awful.
AFC is pretty bad.
Denver is a joke.
The Bills are now in the sixth seed, even though They like benched Tyrod Taylor for a game.
Who won? Who won the Raiders Broncos game?
The Raiders. The Broncos are fucking awful.
They're real, real bad. The fight was.
The Raiders are not good either. Just
the chain snatching.
Okay, let's talk about the fight a little.
Okay.
I don't know how many times this can be said before people stop doing it. You cannot punch a man with a helmet on. What the fuck are you doing, Crabtree?
Can we just talk about how disrespectful it is, though, to go back-to-back chain snatching?
How about Crabtree taking his helmet off to get in a fight?
He's a moron.
Leave your hat on.
Okay, well, grabbing a man's chain is low.
Look,
when you wear a chain on a football field, it's on you, man.
Yeah, also, if you see the video, Crabtree's running Talib off the field by his shoulder pads, you know, gripped inside. There's no harm in snatch that man's chain.
You're
fucking punking the shit out of you. You got to take his chain. And if you're Crabtree, you got to throw punches. But take the dude's helmet off.
Crabtree's in a no-win position because if he doesn't wear the chain against Talib next time, like Talib wins.
Oh, he got to wear it every game.
Talib wins. He's got to keep wearing it. And Talib's got to keep snatching that.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous.
How great is it, though, that Talib and Crabtree are like the most hated guys at their positions by opposing teams? And we've got the fortune for them to play in the same division and play each other twice a year.
And they play, nice. I think they played each other in college.
Yeah.
Kansas and Tech.
Sure.
That chain is so
both
great.
Both from Dallas, too, actually.
The Broncos failed to score a single point in both the first Dallas. Three quarters of the game.
That'd be kind of funny if they had like a childhood beef that's just
they grew up on the
mounted.
Same street.
Yeah.
They haven't won a game on the road.
Talib has just like chains from like when they were 12. Just on the street snatching his chain.
There's a bunch of bad teams, man.
AFC's bad.
Oh yeah, there are just a few good teams.
I thought the Seahawks were better than they actually are. The 49ers put up a good fight.
Like, the Steelers were like taken to the brink by the Green Bay Packers with
led
Hundley.
By Brett Hundley. It really fucked me on that one. I took Steelers -14 out of sheer boredom.
That is a lot of points in an NFL game.
Yeah, but the Packers have been so hit or miss since.
Weren't they shut out last week?
Rodgers went down. Yeah. Yeah, last week they lost 23-0. You don't want to do that.
No.
So, you know, I figured you never know which Steelers team you're going to get. It's tough to they're tough to bet on right now. But
if you were to bet on them.
Eagles covered again.
If you were to bet on them, you'd probably do it at mybookie.ag, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think you probably would. You'd go to mybookie.ag, you'd use the code backdoor when you made your first deposit to get up to a 50% deposit bonus. You'd also have the benefit of being able to place bets on live lines, you know, in case you miss kickoff and you want to bet on the Steelers.
Absolutely.
Or any other team or any other sport. Mybookie.ag is the place to go. They've got everything you need, great prop bets, like I said, live lines, money line, side, or total. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs.
A very user-friendly website, too.
Very user-friendly.
Easy to navigate.
We use it every Friday to play Casino Friday.
We do.
In the office, which is a great time. You should check that out if you haven't. Again, the code is BACKDOOR. Use that on mybookie.ag when you make your deposit for up to a 50% bonus. They've got a great mobile site, so you can bet through your smartphone. Super easy. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. The Monday Night Football game is the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. And I want to publicly apologize to the entire country up front. I don't even care about this game, and I'm a Texans fan. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to be honest.
I have no interest.
I will not. I do not care. Baltimore is not good. There's nothing interesting about that team. The Texans are shit. And as long as Tom Savage is the trash quarterback, we're not watchable.
I mean, what if TJ gets reps?
Then we're watching.
He won't. I think they've proven so far that
Tommy gets hurt fairly often.
The current MyBookie.ag line on that game is Ravens -7.5. The over-under is 39.5, and I think I'd hammer the under.
I'll take Houston +7.5.
I don't know, and I would too. I think that's the safe bet because Baltimore is not good either. I just don't know enough about Baltimore's defense to say anything about the over-under. And you never know with Savage, like we could put up a goose egg or we could put up 21.
Or last week you guys put up points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the first time ever that he looked, you know,
competent.
He looked serviceable. But we were also playing against somebody shitty, Cardinals.
You guys smoked the over, though, in like the first half.
We scored 31 points, dude. That's big time. We suck. Yeah. +7.5. That's a lot of points, though. I might take that, to be honest. I won't watch again. I will not watch this game, but I will bet on it. So get excited about that. Monday Night Football. Woo!
Oh, it's time to talk CFL.
Oh,
now.
Baby. Canadian Football League. Dude, it's funny because like I kept hitting my the football live bets page, and it kept saying the Argonauts line, and I was like, what the fuck is the Argonauts? Turns out it's the Toronto Argonauts who were playing the Calgary Stampeders.
Did they cover?
In the Grey Cup, which I don't know what the Grey Cup is.
Can I read that?
It's their Super Bowl.
Can I read the Shania Twain line that Micah put up here? There's a little line.
On the rundown.
Verbatim, this is what Micah
wrote. On the docket.
Shania Twain performs at halftime in a snowstorm, and in parentheses, and looked like a snack.
I just loved it. It's not only did we get the information that Shania Twain performed at halftime,
but
that
she performed
in a snowstorm and
looked like a snack.
She looked like a snack.
Oh man, I wish I would have seen.
And the Argonauts defeated the Stampeders 27-24 to win the Grey Cup, which the Grey Cup could be their Super Bowl. The Grey Cup could be a conference championship
we don't know.
Trophy. I have no idea.
Shania Twain, noted Canadian.
What is an Argonaut though?
Congratulations to the Argonauts.
What is that?
Of Toronto.
I feel like you should know that, Dan.
An Argonaut.
What would you like to think an Argonaut is?
I have no idea what it is.
Let me tell you. It's a small floating octopus, the female of which has webbed arms like sails and secretes a thin, coiled, papery shell in which the eggs are laid.
That's tight.
Maybe if they, okay.
That's tight.
I want to be clear about
Toronto
something.
Toronto known for Argonauts?
I'm not positive that this is what their team is named after. Maybe there's some other type of Argonaut. I would be shocked.
I enjoy like, really obscure... Like out of the blue.
I can't imagine Toronto was like, let's name our team after this small floating octopus, the female of which has webbed arms like sails and secretes a thin coiled papery
like,
shell.
Like that's tight. Give me a mascot I have to Google, you know?
I don't think that's right though.
Every team in the SEC has tigers as their mascot. No thought went into the tigers, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. In classic mythology, an Argonaut is a member of the band of men who sailed to Colchis with Jason in the ship Argo in search of the golden fleece. That's also very obscure.
Jason?
I think I'd rather be the octopus.
Either way, I'm into it.
Yeah. Oh, also, an Argonaut is a person who moved to California during the gold rush of 1849, which would really make sense for Toronto's professional Canadian Football League team.
Why does the term Argonaut, a word we have never seen, have so many meanings?
Also, sometimes it means a person in quest of something dangerous but rewarding. That one makes the most sense.
Yeah.
I'm an Argonaut.
We're all Argonauts today.
I'd like to think they're squids, though.
I like the octopus definition the most. That's the stupidest one and the one that pops up first when you Google Argonaut. Congratulations to the Argonauts on their Grey Cup win, by the way. The Grey Cup. Could it be a less exciting name?
The Grey Cup has been awarded since 1909.
What?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Canadians do not fuck around.
Wait. I'm looking at the trophy and it's fucking ridiculous.
Well, the CFL hasn't been around since 1909. So where did the Grey Cup?
It was originally given to amateur teams, but
God. In what
the
sport?
CFL's been going in sort of football.
Football hasn't been around since 1909.
It looks like a shitty.
Football's been around since the 1800s.
It looks like a fantasy football league that has one guy who takes it way too seriously and he gets in charge of getting the trophy for the league. This looks like the trophy he would buy, the Grey Cup.
It looks better than the Super Bowl trophy.
It's fucking stupid. It's
no,
great.
It doesn't.
Show
it doesn't look
pick.
Better. The Super Bowl trophy's trash.
Look at the base. What the hell is that?
Oh, I like it.
I like it, too.
I'm into it.
God, Power Rank, the major four sports trophies, it goes
great
Stanley
Cups,
Cup.
Great Cups, number
Stanley
one.
Stanley Cup's just far and away by itself.
Stanley Cup is in a league of its own.
Maybe.
I like the MLB flag stick thing.
MLB.
The Super Bowl trophy's pretty ugly.
And then like
the
NBA
national championship's tight. That's not a professional sport.
No, no,
though.
The old national championship, the crystal ball.
Yeah,
that used to be tight.
Is that not what they have anymore?
No, it's like this like penis looking thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not. Oh yeah, yeah. That thing sucks. That thing
Man,
is
the Stanley
trash.
Cup is so tight. Yeah.
Stanley Cup's the coolest.
The new one is trash.
Do you see the Astros fucked up the Major League Baseball World Series trophy?
What'd they do?
It gets fucked up like every season.
Well, it's very fragile. The
yeah,
flags
dude,
stick
the
up.
Flags
like, come
get
on.
Bent and broken off every year.
Well, they make a new one every year.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not like the Stanley Cup.
They get their own.
Oh, well, fuck. No worries then.
Stanley Cup's the only one that gets passed around.
Well, anyway, and they just fix them when they fuck it up. But every year it gets fucked up. Got fucked up again is the point. Fuck them up, Larry.
If you had to put a monetary value on the Stanley Cup, I wonder what it would be.
Man, I bet they got something.
There's a lot of DNA on the Stanley Cup.
Dude, that thing's got something.
Adds to the flavor of it, you know what I'm saying?
People drink out of that. People have sex with it.
Sure.
People have sex with it in their beds. People do things to that.
Sure, yeah.
People you only have get sex it, with it actually it.
You only get it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. You're on the team. So
it says here in 2013, or no, I'm sorry. Now this is 2017. The World Series trophy is apparently worth only $18,615 monetary value.
Trash.
Stanley Cup, $23,000, according what? To this thing.
Probably in materials.
Yeah, I think that's just must be like in its weight in silver or something.
All right, I got something for you. Guess the value of the World Cup trophy.
Just fucking guess. Throw something out.
$800,000.
Dan.
2.2 mil.
20 million. Fuck. It's 13.5 pound, 18 gold carat.
Huh.
You get all that fucking crooked money up in FIFA, man. You can make a badass trophy.
Damn, that's tight.
But seriously, though, the Larry O'Brien trophy is worth 13K. Like, we could all buy the Larry O'Brien trophy. It's not for sale, I don't think.
That's got to be just its value and material, like Dan said. Not, you know.
Yeah, it's based on silver.
Because there was only one Stanley Cup.
Based on silver, gold, raw materials.
Right, right, right.
It's not, yeah. The Stanley Cup itself.
I'm saying, like, at an auction.
Like.
The Stanley Cup.
I'd guess north of $50 million.
I would guess $1 trillion.
Okay. I think the
entire Canada GDP would pay for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, Canada.
Anyway.
Can we just play the Canadian national anthem for the rest of the show?
We cannot.
Our hotline number is 800-392-6344. We've got two calls today. Call that hotline number, 800-392-6344. It says here, we want your hot Tennessee takes.
We only have two fucking calls after the weekend we just had.
Well, we've got more. We normally play them on Thursday, but I've got a couple that are too good not to play today. Fair. And I want to hear some angry fucking West Tennessee hillbillies or East Tennessee hillbillies.
Call us.
That are just infuriated.
Call us from the Tennessee area.
Tennessee is not like a hillbilly state, all right?
Excuse me, Dan.
Yeah.
East Tennessee is hillbilly as fuck, and I can't wait for you people to come out of the woodwork, dial a phone,
West
and call us.
Call us from the Tennessee area.
1-800-392-6344. Tennessee is a very nice state.
Take
a couple hits of meth, call the hotline number, 800-392-6344. We play the best calls on Thursday.
It's a beautiful state.
Sewanee, Tennessee, beautiful.
Never been to Tennessee, but I imagine that the crystal is great. First call of the week, play it.
Hey, Backdoor Cover. This is Jake from St. Louis. Last week, CJ from Chicago kind of threw some shade at me, and I'm not entirely sure why. But, you know, I don't cook beef. I just eat it, so that's what I'm going to do right now. Also, I'm taking a shit. I don't think this guy deserves my undivided attention. Let me start here. First of all, I got to commend you for having the balls to write down every single word and recite your whole phone call. But somehow you fucked up, and not once but twice you dropped the ball. That's the first thing. That's first of all. Next, I could go after your town, but instead I choose to be rude and go after you. God damn, you're a fucking dumb punk bitch, dude. How much money do you have to lose to justify a calling? Hey, look, a 50-team soccer parlay. I guess I will go all in. You're a fucking idiot. And now for the Rams. You said they took their talents to a different city? Dude, they were 29-50-1 in 5 years. We got rid of them. No talent, no pity. Now your Bears in the same 5 years were 37-43. Got to give you a hand, man. Great job on the mediocrity. Suck my dick. I get too much airtime. Bitch, I know how to fly. You'd be able to tell that every time you look in the sky, you just get blacked with R. Kelly's cum in your eye. I'm only halfway done with you, and you don't have a leg to stand. I'll chew you up and spit you out like Nan did to Lieutenant Dan. Now, the question that I asked was, what would you do? If, let's say you unarmed and got in a fight at the zoo, except now you have a death wish. You couldn't survive an attack from a bag of flavor-blasted goldfish. If you think I'm a sack that won't glide back, you better fold, bitch. Wakey, wakey, little CJ KZ. Thou art David. This time, Goliath, and this time, not even God can save thee. Mike, I'm sorry for yelling. And CJ, I guess you have my permission. To shut the fuck up, bitch. This is the end of transmission.
This show has turned into like an 8 Mile battle.
It's like the Jim Rome like smack off. That's what it sounds like.
That would have been a decent smack off call.
Yeah. TJ's dead.
Yeah.
Jake just killed TJ.
I think TJ.
We witnessed the murder.
I don't even think we need to listen to anything else. Like, I think that we can call the fight. That's
TJ.
How could you?
For your sake, don't even try to clap back.
Don't call in. Don't try to respond to that. That's over.
I did see a tweet from Crime Dog saying he has something for for the listeners.
Oh.
Okay, is it going to be about this beef between...
Judging by the excitement on Micah's face, this next call is from...
Oh, great.
DJ Crime Dog.
Play it.
This call is from the Crime Dog. Just to be clear, I listened to the first part where he goes, yo, it's your boy Crime Dog, and I have not listened to the rest of the call.
So you don't even know what this entails.
Wow. So anything could happen.
Great. Way to do your job.
Hey, what's good, Backdoor? It's the homie, DJ Crime Dog, a.k.a. Cal Fuego. Hope y'all having a good holiday season. I caught that up last week. Yo, Jared need to chill. Dude's a fucking savage, B. Also, caught Dan mentioning a roast, and so y'all know I'm a dog of the people, so I'm going to respect that. This one's for Dan. Y'all check it. Only grew a beard because you ain't got a chin, and the Eagles only mad because they never got a win on Super Bowl Sunday like the boys of the Skins. Yeah, Eli face funny, but his hand spinning rims. As for Dan, couldn't palm a kitten, shop a Baby Gap just to find a pair of mint, and then your Henley's too small, watch your Taylor Ben sip, and not OJ, homie, because that glove would be fitting. Dog. Better say bye, you're losing Scott Frost, her. About to skip town for a team with a roster. Got his paycheck and to pump a Dean's daughter, but the Knights ain't his baby, just a kid he tried to foster. Dan! Sorry, I had to go in. Wish you all the best on your betting weekend, but you gave dog a bone, so some rhymes had to spin. Don't call me Central Florida, because my game's top 10. Hurt! I had to do it to you, Dan, man. Big love. I know you requested a listener disc, but that sounded like a lot of work, so I went with this. But I can't roast the listeners, man. Shout out listeners. Shout out Sad Reese. Shout out Big Will. Shout out St. Louis Guy.
What?
They provide cash revenue by purchasing quality products at competitive prices on manoutfitters.com, which they can afford by placing live bets on my bookie guy. As for a rookie, don't be a pussy, fam. Anyway, good holler at you. I'm going to catch y'all on Twitter at DJ Cromdog. Bye-bye.
All right, Micah. Oh. Micah, I request that you cut that clip just in its entirety with none of us. That needs to be a standalone. That's incredible.
That's a Hall of Fame call.
That's a Hall of Fame call.
From now on,
rack him.
You can't call.
Holy shit.
You can't call unless you're rapping. Bars only on the hotline. 800-392-6344.
Crime Dog.
I honestly, we got to end the show.
That was incredible.
That was that we can't do better than that. Please go leave us a review on iTunes. Mike is going to read a couple reviews real quick.
What do you say about your small
he's not
going to
read
handstand?
The reviews. But there. He said you
for mittens.
Mittens. Fuck, dude. Just a bloodbath in the hotlines.
Oh, man.
Damn.
He's the best.
So many shots. I don't even know what to address first.
Yeah.
I don't think you can address any of that. You just got to do the same thing that other guy's got to do. Just fucking sit back and live this next life.
Use Micah's signature sign off.
Shouts to the World Series champion Houston Astros. Any other shouts?
No.
We know you don't have any shouts. You're
everyone in my life is failing me. So no.
What about how's your fantasy team doing? Tell the people.
I'm in second to last place in both leagues.
Yeah, okay. Sports are not going great for you at the moment. What about you, Dan? Shouts to Carson Wentz.
Shouts to my family for listening.
Wow.
Oh wow, Dan.
Shouts to my sister Taylor.
Okay.
For being a supportive sister.
Damn, dude, you should never bring up your sister.
Nah.
Okay. Hey, manoutfitters.com, Cyber Monday. And if Cyber Monday's come and gone already and you're just now listening, first of all, that's on you. You should always listen to our show on Monday. Second of all, just because things aren't on sale doesn't mean they aren't tight. So go to manoutfitters.com, buy some stuff. Christmas presents galore. I just did a bunch of my Christmas shopping on manoutfitters.com. Got some incredible deals, though, which you might not get if you wait. That's it. Follow me everywhere. I'm Ross at WR Bolin on all social media. Follow Dan at Dan Regester, but something different on one of them.
On Twitter, just an underscore.
Dan_Regester on Twitter. Yeah. Follow Dylan at DChivalry. 4 non-consecutive E's in that last name, that trash last name.
Oh, come on, man.
Thank you all for listening.
We love you.
We hope this week of sports is just as good as the last.
Follow your hearts.
May the sports be in your favor.
Unless you cheer for teams we don't like.
Follow your hearts.
All right, bye.
Follow your heart.
Reach these kids.
Oh, I reach these kids.